Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us, and he's got a full syllabus today. So, class, no calls, please, today. We'd like to get through Bert's, at least part of Bert's syllabus. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How's the connection from the West Coast studio over to central southern Missouri?
Pretty good. Bert, did you know that just down the road from us, and it's a pretty good connection today, just down the road from us, about 20 miles, is a little hamlet called Hartville, H-E-A-R-T-V-I-L-L-E, Hartville, Mo. And Hartville, Mo. Has a population of around 600 or 700 people, depending on when you count and who you count. And Hartville, Missouri is the population center of the United States of America, north, south, east, and west. So if everyone weighed the same amount and you put everybody on a scale, you know, where they live, that scale would zero in right at Hartville, Missouri, 20 miles from here. So it's because so many people live on the left and right coasts that it kind of balances out right around where we are, about 20 miles away.
And Vince, did you know, you were probably just a little kid then, but the town was nearly destroyed during the Battle of Hartville, and the Battle of Hartville in 1863. And that was during the Civil War.
Or the War of Northern Aggression, or the War between the States, right? Yeah, I was pretty young back then. But I do remember some of the neighbors talking about it. And the Battle of Hartville, there, if I'm not mistaken, I remember the villagers saying that it was brother against brother. It really was. Now, some people thought that it was about states' rights. Other people thought it was about Northern aggression. Other people thought it was about slavery. And probably there's some truth to all of it. And what happened was the Southern economy was agrarian, and the Northern economy was industrial. And so the South had to buy machinery from the North, and the North was selling slaves to the South. And the South needed the slaves to pick the cotton and farm the crops. And the North had a monopoly on buying the crops and set the prices. And they were starving the Southerners. And they said, y'all can't have the slaves that we done sold you. That's kind of what happened.
Yeah. More recently, there was a tornado that also wiped out the whole business district in 1959.
You know, in the little hamlet that we live about 20 miles away, there used to be a bank in town. And, you know, there's a farmer's co-op here now, and there's a lunch wagon, literally a lunch wagon, like a portable lunch. I can't call it a restaurant because you can't go in there. It's like a wagon. And it's right in the main drag. And it's one of the most popular places in our little town. I'm not talking about Hartville. I'm talking about the little town where I live, or the town near where I live. And there's a concrete pad right next to the lunch wagon. And that's where the bank was. Used to be a bank there. It blew away, and they never rebuilt it. Hartville never recovered. Our little town never recovered. And sometimes that happens. And, you know, if Bert, I mentioned this week, but there's an energy crisis in Pakistan. They can't afford natural gas. And so they're looking at having the gas available for 3 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and 3 hours in the evening. So it's going to be shut off, you know, on, off, on, off, on, off. And, you know, we were talking about this privately, you and I. That's a big problem because of pilot lights, right? You know, some stoves have pilot lights, and they're still in operation. You know, these are, you know, stoves maybe 30 years old. And the pilot lights are this small flame that stays on. It's a standing pilot light so that when you turn on the gas valve for, you know, the burners on your cooktop, your stove, there's a light that lights the main burners. There's one that lights the oven. And when the pilot light goes out, depending on the device, whether it be a water heater or stove, the pilot light gas can still come out. So when they shut off the gas and the pressure goes to close to zero, the pilot light goes out on the stove. Then the gas comes back on, you know, in the morning, and gas comes out of the pilot light. But the pilot light's not lit because it went out because it didn't have gas overnight. This is a huge problem. I think there's a tremendous potential for explosions and people dying from, you know, it used to be that if you had a gas leak in an apartment building, let's say in a big city, and no one was home, for example, and then someone called the landline of that apartment and there was a gas leak in there, the bell ringing on the old Western Electric phones with the clapper bells, there was actually a spark inside. Each time the striker would hit the bell, there would be an electric spark from this coil and these contacts, and it would set off an explosion in a house. Remember those days, Bert?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think we have more protective devices than the appliances now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we certainly do, class. And, you know, so Bert and I were on the phone yesterday, and we were reminiscing about the Civil War and what his role was and what my role was and the War of Northern Aggression and the War between the States. And I mentioned to him about the gas stove. So I was in the kitchen, and we have a General Electric. And I don't really like General Electric, but it was one of those that a customer bought at Lowe's and returned it. And so we got it for half price. And it has electronic ignition. So when you turn on the burners on the stove cooktop, the spark ignites, you know, click, 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 click. Well, and you can see the spark just like a spark plug on a car. And it ignites the burner gas. And it works all the time. Well, what I did was the knob you can turn to light. And that is a little bit of gas, and that's where the spark discharge occurs. It turns on the spark system. But if you turn it past that to a higher level of gas flow, the spark stops flowing. And the spark stops sparking. So what I did was I turned it real quickly past the light setting on the dial, like L-I-T-E. That's how they spell it, I believe. To, a setting kind of mid-dial. And the gas comes out. There's no protection against gas flowing if the burner doesn't light. So I can see all kinds of problems happening. People saying, hey, do we have gas? No, not yet. And then not turning the dial all the way back to off. I can see that happening. I can see the pilot light extinguishing and gas flowing into apartments and houses in the cities. I can see explosions happening. I can see a lot of things wrong with Pakistan shutting off the gas 3 times a day. Any comments?
No. Vince, I have a gas leak right now. Last night I had two tacos from Taco Bravo for dinner, and, well, I have a gas leak today.
Well, maybe you should open the windows, or maybe you should go outside where it's safe for your neighbors.
Well, I'm in the studio alone right now, and I'm doing an important class for USA Preparers, so I have to stay put.
You know, you haven't changed your stripes in 50 years. So let's go to what's first on the syllabus.
Well, Vince, we talked about it when it first happened in informed class. In fact, we've been talking about cryptocurrency for probably as long as I've been teaching on USA Prepares. But just giving an update on what's going on with FTX, they're now saying, you know, they were saying he donated $20 million and $39 million. Well, they're now finding he donated potentially $127 million during the midterms. We're talking about Sam Bankman-Fried. And Vince, there's going to be so much investigation of this. We're now finding that if you donated in cryptocurrency, it was routed to Ukraine. And I do not have an explanation for that yet, except it doesn't smell very good. But why would your cryptocurrency donation for some candidate, presumably for Congress, donated in Bitcoin be delivered to the Ukraine? Does that make any sense to you, Vince? It certainly, there's got to be an explanation. But whatever it is, I'm going to presume that it's fishy.
Fishy at least, criminal at best, right?
Yeah.
And so, and also, money was, I read that money was supposed to go to Ukraine in Bitcoin, cryptos, and ended up in, as you said, in supporting candidates for the midterms, which is interfering with elections,
well,
which is a crime.
Yeah, it looks like some of the money was donations for Ukraine, but some of it was donations for your political candidate. The money was commingled and somehow routed to Ukraine, and man, it just makes no sense. I mean, and this guy supposedly lived in a apartment suite, a hotel suite, or the top floor of a hotel in the Bahamas with 10 people all sleeping together in some kind of who knows what. And these were the 10 people that were managing, or not managing, I guess we should say, FTX. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, there is a guy writing a book who was apparently with him, the guy that wrote one of the books on the crash in 2008. I'm not sure if it was The Big Squeeze or the Big Short. Anyway, one of those guys is, or was, I don't know if he's still with him, writing a book about this, said this story is going to be beyond what you'd even believe from a movie about what was going on. So more to come. I guess for me, being involved in finance in Silicon Valley, I have a hard time understanding how
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us in Silicon Valley, California. And Bert, you were talking about Silicon Valley Finance and how you're involved in it as we're going into a break. Did you want to finish that up?
Yeah. So got cut off there as our soup can system. I don't always hear when the ads are coming. But Vince, I've been through venture capital financing for some of the companies that I founded. And I got to tell you, they did pretty deep due diligence on my company and myself. It went on for weeks at a time. They met with our CFO. They would meet with our engineers. They'd do independent research. So it just astounds me that these venture capital firms on Sand Hill Road, where they're located in Menlo Park, invested in this company. And you have to say, without really doing any due diligence at all, because if they had, then they would have broke every norm that these companies have set up. I mean, there was no board of directors. Put aside the fact that many people in Silicon Valley, including myself, believe Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is basically a scam. So put that all aside and just look at this as just the business. They obviously didn't do the proper due diligence to show that for the billions of dollars that were invested in this company, they had 10 basically children running the company from the penthouse of a hotel in the Bahamas with no board of directors, with no controls on finance, so the same money, the same dollars, could be used in five different places, sort of like a bank hypothecating their money, except there's no regulation, there's no oversight. There, you know, in a bank, there's huge amounts of regulation. I mean, you have to have compliance divisions in a bank just to pay attention to all the state and federal finance regulations that you have to undertake. They had none of that at FTX, or presumably at the other crypto exchanges, some of them that are still, I guess, in business. So it's just astounding. But the VC thing kind of hits home for me because I've been through it before. And, you know, just to get a few million dollars, and these guys were giving tens of million dollars, I mean, in aggregate, billions of dollars to FTX. So just amazing, Vince. I guess it's something about human emotion and greed, and when you see a chance to make what you think is easy money, you part of your brain just stops working. I mean, that's the conclusion I'm coming to.
So, Bert, would you say that you've been a CEO of many corporations, you've founded many corporations, and you are a board member of a large corporation? Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, well, a few. In total, five corporations, and I'm working on number six. And yes, I'm on the board of a major healthcare provider. That's correct.
Okay. You know, you're talking about commingling. And believe it or not, class, there was a time when large corporations would actually hire me to work for them. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Ancient history. But during one of those stints with a large corporation, I got tapped on the shoulder by the boss, and he said, "Hey, Vinny, why don't you go up the street, and there's a big meeting, and you are our," I think the word was captain, "you have been selected as the captain for the corporation to represent us with United Way. And you got to go because you're going to be late." So I ran down the street, and I went to this meeting, and I was late. And I was I think the term is captain for United Way, meaning it was my job to make sure all the people in the company knew about United Way, and we would give our fair share. And I remember asking some questions, and they were not well received. But one of the questions was, so there's a list of organizations that the United Way doles out money to or digits to, like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. And one of these organizations was a workshop for senior citizens where the senior citizen craftsmen would make wood puzzles, they'd cut them out with a jigsaw, and then sell them to keep the workshop going. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. "Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives hinged on Monday on several tight races that could secure a majority for Republicans following midterm elections, having won 212 seats compared to Democrats, 206, with 218 needed for a majority. But the final outcome might not be known for days as officials continue counting ballots nearly a week after Americans went to the polls. Wall Street's main indexes ended lower on Monday, with real estate and discretionary sectors leading broad declines as investors digested comments from U.S. Federal Reserve officials about plans for interest rate hikes. The National Basketball Association has been sued by three longtime referees who said the league fired them this year after they refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 over religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take
my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just a couple quick comments before we get into the rest of the story about the senior workshop. So you just heard the bottom of the hour news, and the announcer mentioned Wall Street's main indexes. Well, the plural of index is not indexes. It's indices. So the correct way of saying that is Wall Street's main indices. Just wanted to make sure that we're all clear on that. Second thing is you heard the crystal clear voice of a lady named Marjorie Wildcraft. And Marjorie Wildcraft is a USA Prepares instructor. I know her. She's been to our expo. She's been on the air with us, you know, over the years numerous times. And I just want to let you know that that's who Marjorie Wildcraft is. And the next thing is about the senior workshop. So I was selected as the captain, I think that's the term, for United Way, for our corporation, the banking corporation. And my job was to facilitate and make sure everyone had a heads up that they were expected to donate to United Way. So I asked a lot of questions, and they, as I mentioned, they weren't all that well received when I asked them of the United Way. And one of the questions was, okay, so there are 110 different organizations that the United Way gives money to in the city. If a person wants to specify the amount that he or she wants to donate, let's say $100, and this was back in the 80s when $100 was, you know, actually could buy something, that you could specify, I'd like $100 to go to the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts, or in my case, it would be to the senior workshop. So my question of the United Way was simple. If I designate that I don't want to give every week, I just want to do it one time with a lump sum, and I designate $100, for example, will that $100 go to the senior workshop? And the answer was, absolutely. And I said, okay. Next question, do you have funds allocated for each of these 110 organizations that you give money to, specific amounts? Yes, we have a committee that figures out and determines how much each one of these 110 organizations should get. So I said, okay, so if you decide to give $10,000 to the senior workshop, and I select I would like to give $100 to the senior workshop as my personal donation, will that senior workshop get the $10,000 that y'all figured out you were going to give them anyway, plus give them the $100 from Vincent Finelli and family? They said, no. See, that's already built into the $10,000. So what I'm thinking is, that's kind of like this commingling kind of thing that you're talking about, Bert, where funds get, you know, you think they're going one place and they're really not going where you think they're going. That's just a kind of a tangential example. Your thoughts?
Well, the most notorious is the teachers' unions that basically collect dues from the teachers. Those dues are then in part used to make donations to political people running for office, and, you know, history shows mostly it's to the Democrat Party, and those politicians are in charge of the communities that set the salaries for the public teachers. And how on earth do we allow that to happen? And, you know, Vince, I think we should just say public companies, and this is different than the teachers, but public companies should not be allowed to make political donations. I mean, individuals, yes, you know, allow individuals to contribute to who they want, but corporations and companies that are publicly traded, maybe even all companies, but at least start with large publicly traded corporations, are not allowed to make political donations because, I mean, let's face it, you're donating to the people that are setting policy for how your company or organization is run. I mean, it's just corrupt right on the surface. So those are my thoughts for what they're worth.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And the large corporations that I've worked for in banking, they all had these political committees, political action committees. And they wanted our money to influence policy that would benefit the companies and the industries that I worked in. There's no question about it. And that actually says, class, on its face, that you can bribe politicians. That's what that means. If you donate to a politician, you expect to get a return on that investment. It's an investment. You're investing in the future with a political donation. Some people give money to get their brother-in-law a job. Some people donate money to, or some corporations donate money to get favorable laws or overturn unfavorable laws or modify laws or rules, rules that would hurt competition. That's what happens. And so you have to ask yourself, why does, Facebook, why does Amazon, why do they donate money to candidates? Why? Why would they do that? Because they want results. And what's the definition of a good politician? One who stays bought. Back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. How do you change the system, though? Because, you know, the politicians aren't going to cut off their source of money and funding. I mean, they should. And if they all do it, it's fair. But I don't know if it's going to happen. But
what's
a lot
that called?
Of things that
campaign finance reform? Isn't that what that's called?
Yeah, I've heard that forever.
They've been working on it forever. And they're making progress. They're making progress. And they will probably have some solution in time that would be extended to infinity.
Yeah, maybe for the 2216 elections.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. Remember that? Zager and Evans.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Now,
class.
I wonder, is Elon Musk going to set up Mars as a democracy, as a democratic republic, as an autocracy, or as cavemen hanging on for their lives?
Doesn't it sound like the way he's running Twitter, it might be an autocracy?
Well, we'll see.
He just cut out free lunch. He just shut down the free lunch program for Twitter. He said it's costing $13 million a year.
He should have kept it open, because my understanding is most people at Twitter weren't even showing up to the office. They were just staying in their apartments and flats and presumably working from home. So, actually, I'm in favor of giving corporate perks, because gets people into the office, gets them happier, and generally speaking, the way tax law is, the company can write those off as business expenses. So if you can have your lunch written off by your company as a business expense, well, that's a good company perk. So if I was advising Elon, I would have probably not done that one. But he doesn't call me for advice, Vince, although I am trying to get him to come to a class, but that's a long shot, so we'll see what happens.
I don't know if I ever told you this, Bert, but I used to work for a company, and this company was world-class. There's no question about it. In its industry, it was the best of the best of the best. And they paid the employees about 25% more than any competitor in the industry. No question. Everybody got paid more. And this company did some unusual things for its time. I'm talking 1980s. They had a cafeteria with not cooks, but a world-class chef. So you could have filet mignon for lunch. You could have prime rib. If you had a sandwich, it would be world-class. It was like eating at the finest of the finest hotels. And it was less expensive than going to McDonald's. This company also had, but you just couldn't show up in the dining room, which is the cafeteria. You know, you get a tray like in a school cafeteria, but, you know, the tables and chairs were like dining. Fine dining. And when you sat down or when you entered, you had to have on your suit coat or your sports jacket and tie. I mean, if you were a guy, you had to dress like you were going to, a banker's ball. That's what you had to dress like. You know, not a tuxedo, but you had to wear a suit coat, tie. You had to be, hair had to be combed. You had to be presentable. That's how I was trained in, let's just banking. And there were hundreds and hundreds of people at this corporate headquarters. And so they subsidized meals. And they paid you more. And they had telephone booths, which were made out of the finest furniture wood, strategically located in the hallways. So if you had to make a personal phone call, you just go to the phone booth. And you'd pick up a desk set, a telephone, and you'd make your phone call. And the logic there was, if we were fed better at work, why would we want to leave? If we had a personal phone call, maybe family member in the hospital, we could stew about it and worry about it all day, and it would impact our performance. Or we could go to that phone booth and make that free phone call for as long as we wanted to take care of business in privacy. And when you started there, you were told that the work week was 37 and a half hours, which it was for like the first day. And then by the end of that first week, it'd be 40 hours. And then pretty soon, within a month, it was 60 hours. So they paid you 25% more, and they got 50% more work out of you. But they fed you, and they really took care of employees. So in that respect, it really, really worked for this company. And it was the fastest growing, finest credit card bank on the planet. Bar none. Bar none. And I was hired as their dreamer. The guy who would dream new technologies and build it and implement it. And that's what I did. So now you know the rest of the story. And Bert, you're absolutely right. Some perks really, really make sense. Now, I'm not talking about buying houses and golf memberships and tickets to expensive theatrical shows and ball games and junkets. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about encouraging the employees to do way better than their competitors. We'll be right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we took a stroll down memory lane. Bert, what's on the syllables for today? Bert, did I lose you?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thought I lost you.
What's on to? Well, I just tightened it up. So, what's on today's syllabus?
Interesting story, Vince, from CNBC, and you know I do enjoy CNBC because they generally talk just business and leave politics out of it. And I say that because I'm also a fan of a lot of other TV stations and networks. But when you want business, you want business. So anyway, cut to the chase. Interesting news story. Headline: billionaires emit 1 million times more greenhouse gases than the average person. 125 of the richest people on Earth caused 393 million metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions every year. So, on average, 1 million times more than the average person. Well, I guess we kind of knew that, right, Vince, with their private planes that they fly to the climate conferences, to the huge homes they build, generally without solar panels and windmills powering their houses, by all the cars they drive, generally gasoline-powered, big, huge SUVs. So very interesting. 125 billionaires that they studied, 393 million metric tons of CO2. That's equivalent to the entire CO2 output of the country of France. So the average billionaire puts out 1 million times more than the average person on the planet. And those billionaires own a collective $2.5 trillion in 183 companies.
metric tons of CO2 per billionaire per year. So, and these are the people that you see often on TV telling you to stop putting CO2 into the air. These are those people currently attending the climate summit.
You don't mean like driving electric cars and telling us electric cars are good and we should all be driving Teslas and that kind of, and the people actually who make Teslas, are you saying that the people who are actually making the Teslas are doing this?
Well,
no.
I don't, you know, I'm not pointing to any one person. This study looked at the aggregate, but it came out along with the so-called COP27 summit, which opened in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, to address the climate crisis. But what it's turned out to be, Vince, is all these countries go there and they shake down the United States and Europe for money, and the biggest polluters don't even attend. So it turns out that rather than really being constructive on what we can do to improve our air quality and our water quality, which are important things as we continue to share and live on this planet, instead of really focusing on concrete things that can be done, they're focusing on how to redistribute wealth from U.S. and Europe to other countries. And meanwhile, the two biggest polluters on the planet, and I think class knows who those two countries are, China and India, generally refuse to cooperate in these summits and to really do anything. In fact, up till recently, both countries were also asking for money. China's become fairly wealthy now, so I don't think they can keep saying we're a third world country. I mean, they do have a disparity between the rich and the poor, but the standard of living has gone up in China as they embrace capitalism many years ago. So, very interesting, Vince. Would you say that's two-faced or speaking out of both sides of your mouth? Or certainly doesn't show the fact that these people aren't like Al Gore, who flies around in his private jet. Are they really serious about improving the climate? And wasn't it Al Gore that, in fact, I think the Earth was supposed to end by now, according to his movie, wasn't it?
Well, I didn't see the movie, so I don't know. But I do know that I read that years and years and years ago, maybe 20 years ago, that his home used way more electricity than anybody else's that, works for a living, way more. I don't know if it's a million times more. It's probably maybe a couple thousand times more. But his electric bill was way bigger than ours. I mean, like maybe 20 times. And I know that his monitors for his computers, I saw a picture of those, are way bigger than, you know, my little 15-inch was at the time. So, yeah. And by the way, there's a company that went bust. It was a solar energy company in England. They went bust. How about that?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.